And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Whenever rezoning is on the docket, you can bet on some passionate people down at the Chapel Hill Town Council. But have you noticed who doesn't show up at those public hearings? Young single professionals. Now, you might write off their absence as political apathy from folks in their 20s and 30s, but there's a far simpler reason they're not there. Increasingly, those young adults aren't choosing to live in Chapel Hill. Used to be if you were young, creative, and progressive, Chapel Hill was the place to be. But in the past decade, both Durham and Raleigh have zoomed by us in attracting those young creative professionals. A key reason, Chapel Hill was built for middle-aged people, literally. Beyond downtown, most homes in Chapel Hill are single-family houses and subdivisions designed for cars. Sprawl was all the rage in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when we built many of our neighborhoods. Back then, having to drive to the store didn't seem like a burden, it felt like freedom. Fast forward 50 years, and while those subdivisions are still beautiful places to raise a family, many of today's young professionals are looking to escape those car-dependent cul-de-sacs. They want to live where you can walk to work, to shopping, and to recreation. More and more baby boomers want this lifestyle too once their kids move out. What some here deride as density, they call desirable living. That's why I support the town's efforts to make more neighborhoods in Chapel Hill attractive places to live, work, and enjoy life for people who aren't in the cul-de-sac stage of life. Our existing subdivisions might be fine for us middle-aged married guys, but if we want to remain a vibrant community, we need more young professionals to also choose to live here. I bet they'd have some fresh ideas for our town council too. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.